Hi everyone, I'm Barbara Anderson, poet and author from Dreamworld Literature. Dreamworld Literature features all of my poetry books and stories for children. These books can be found at lulu.com. Some may be available at amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. I know that you're ready to listen to some poems that are a wonderful creation of mine, which can be read or sung. I'll begin the show by reading to you some poems from my first book on poetry for children, which is called Barbara Anderson Poems. The first poem is called Dragons. Dragons always terrify me when my mother reads. They always seem to show their teeth and breathe fire for the defeat of the prince or the pauper who wants to meet the princess or girl of his dreams. One day my mother read to me a wonderful fairy tale, but just as it was getting good, a dragon did appear, right in front of my very eyes, and so I screamed in fear. Oh dear, what could the matter be? Why did the dragon appear? We are neither princess or pauper. He should go back into the tale. And so the dragon walked closer and closer and closer to me, until my mother yelled. The dragon scared my poor mother so much that she ran screaming from her chair and out the door, never to return to read me the fairy tale. The second poem is called The Asp. The asp is just a tiny fly that no one seems to care, unless it flies into your eyes and then your tears appear. I often see the asps that fly, usually to the fruit trees, and there they sit with their hearts content on fruit that they wish they could eat. So one day I walked over to the cherry tree and tried to pick some fruit, and there on top of one of them stood an asp that wouldn't budge. And so I tried to brush the asp away, and then it flew away, and I was so glad that I didn't destroy the asp, because the asp is so full of care. The third poem is called Ladybug. When I was a child, I would play in the garden and play with the butterflies. I would dig in the dirt and place popsicle sticks to mark my territory. One day I was playing and saw an insect as pretty as could be. Instead of leaving it alone on the leaf of the rose, I took it and put it in my pocket. I thought that I would take a further look at the insect that was so charming. A beautiful red insect with black dots and wings. I thought that I must be lucky. And so I sat down on the ground as it climbed out of my pocket. I then picked it up and stared at it as it said, "I think you are lucky." I was so shocked that the ladybug spoke that I stood up and ran away. I was then so upset that I ran inside and hid in my room for the day. The next day I went outside in the beautiful garden. The roses were full of ladybugs. So I bent down to see them as one of them said, "Do you think we should keep away? A charming boy like you are for keeps, for many ignore us each day. So we would like to thank you for letting us stay, making you very lucky." The fourth poem is called My Elephant. I went one day to the circus and saw the lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, how they walked around the circus ring and jumped over the hoops that were there. The lions and tigers were scary, and so were the huge bears. But the elephant was cute and walked slowly around the circus ring and the hoops. Oh, how I loved the elephant and wanted my mother to be there, as the trainers held out the circus hoops so they could walk through them with care. My mother knew how much I loved the elephants, and so one day, when I was home, She handed me a toy elephant and said that I was such a good boy. For having gone to the circus and not being afraid of them, a gift was truly in the making, and so she brought me the toy. The last poem that I will read to you is called An Apple a Day. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, says my mother whenever she's home. So I try to eat one in front of her to keep her happy each day. But like all children, we like the sweet things that often are kept from us, like candy and chocolate and toffee bars, especially the candy with the fruit. So when my mother's not looking, I often sneak 2 or 3 candy apples into my room for safekeeping until I can stuff them all into my mouth. And then when I've eaten all the candy apples right down to the apple core, I walk in to see my mother, and she always says I'm a good boy. For eating apples every day is good for one's teeth and one's health, but oh, how good the candy apples are when your mother's not looking all around. Barbara Anderson poems can be purchased at lulu.com, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble. Don't forget to view dreamworldliterature.com's website. This book, as well as others, are listed and available for purchase. Thank you for listening to my show. I hope you enjoyed it. The next show will feature the story Attic Sorcerer from my book, Barbara Anderson Fairy Tales. Thank you once again, and don't forget to tune in to my next show. The music in this episode is called Recreation from Airtone, supplied by Mixter.org.